the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, to JD Vance and the VCs, it's not the name of a bad Silicon Valley rock band, but instead something that's been all the talk of American business this week. JD Vance, Donald Trump's running mate, is bringing some serious tech VC venture capitalist money to the Republican race for the White House. He has support from some very big names, the likes of billionaires Peter Thiel, Elon Musk, and David Sachs. But is he really a darling of Silicon Valley? Lizette Chapman from Bloomberg News in San Francisco has been covering this story. We caught up with her earlier, and she says it's hard to know if Vance was a successful venture capitalist because he was too short a time in the job. But I first asked her about that backing for Vance from Peter Thiel.
He has massive backing from Peter Thiel. Peter Thiel gave a record amount to a Senate campaign. $13.5 million of the $15 million he raised was from Peter Thiel, and that is the largest amount in the history of the Ohio Senate race ever to have been donated. So he won by a landslide.
So why do you think executives and tech entrepreneurs like Peter Thiel are backing him? Because one of the impressions we have is that Silicon Valley is a sort of liberal stronghold. J.D. Vance has moved very much to the right. So why are they doing it? And is Silicon Valley changing in that way?
You're spot on. Silicon Valley absolutely leans left as a whole. This is a big surprise for many, and it's the cause of some conflict here because it is so unexpected, and it is a big change for some of the larger names and the largest names in venture capital here, including Marc Andreessen, Ben Horowitz, David Sachs, and many others who look at some of the policies that J.D. Vance has put out, as well as what President Trump has said about what he would do as it relates to tech policy. And there's a huge split here between what's good for big tech, the incumbents like, you know, Alphabet and Meta, and small tech, you know, the tiny startups with 2 people, 5 people, 100 people that are still private. So that's where the split happens.
Well, it's also interesting, some of the things that Vance has said. Am I right in saying that he's quite a fan of cryptocurrency, and he seems to favor light regulation of crypto? And he also isn't a huge fan of ChatGPT. He thinks a lot of this AI technology should be open and available on a much wider basis, which is something that someone like Elon Musk would agree with.
Exactly. So there, those 2 points I'll take in order. The first one is that he has taken an interest in cryptocurrency, a keen one, and he's definitely positioned himself as an ally of the industry. Last month, he began circulating a draft of a legislation that would really revamp how agencies like the Securities and Exchange Commission police the crypto market, which has been a huge point of contention for many crypto companies, pretty much all the crypto companies here, because they haven't been getting clear regulation. And when they have, it's often changed course, as is in the case of Coinbase, which was the largest investment that Andreessen Horowitz had in crypto. Vance also voted to repeal an accounting rule that makes it hard for banks to hold digital assets. So again, another crypto-friendly policy. On the topic of open source AI, he eviscerated ChatGPT as being too left-wing and calling out Gemini for hallucinations around the way that it interpreted history.
What's left wing about the Microsoft-backed ChatGPT?
Certainly, there are questions around that. But there was a time some earlier this year when Alphabet released its AI tool, Gemini. And when it did, perhaps some of your listeners may remember, it included many historical inaccuracies, including presenting the founding fathers of the United States as being different ethnicities and, things that were not historically accurate, African-American, et cetera, which simply was not the case.
So it might be something in that area that he's...
Correct. It's really around the training of it. And the charge was that it was infused with DEI or diversity, equity, and inclusion on the front end, which really changed the way that AI interpreted history and the facts and produced inaccurate results. What he is proposing is what many, many in the industry of AI startups want, which is to make AI open source so that people can see very clearly how it's trained, how it's designed. And that would be a complete opposite from what many of the incumbents are suggesting, which is regulatory control to do that and having the agencies do that. And he's saying, no, let the people take a look at how it's designed and take it from there. And that's how they'll bake safety and accuracy in.
Well, it is interesting that J.D. Vance has that particular view about light regulation on crypto, that he's in favor of open AI, which Elon Musk would be. And some of his backers are involved in the cryptocurrency sector. Elon Musk said in March that he wasn't backing any candidate for president. He changed his mind in the wake of the assassination attempt and the announcement that J.D. Vance was running, and is reported to be giving the Trump campaign now $45 million a month.
Absolutely. It's interesting when you bring up how people do change their minds, and this is a fast news story that's rapidly developing. I'm going to remind people that Peter Thiel, who again is the, you know, Vance is his protege, no two ways about it. He's responsible for two of the three jobs that Vance has ever held. And Thiel famously said last year, after wading heavy into politics and supporting Trump in 2016 and becoming a pariah for doing so here in Silicon Valley, being run out of town for it, basically, back in 2016, he continued to support Trump in 2020 and then took a big pause and made a large public statement saying he will not donate to any candidates this election cycle. I confirmed yesterday that stance remains the same. He still is declining to get involved, but in some ways he almost doesn't need to, because he's already put his money on Vance. He's got a friend in the White House if he wins.
And what about his views on things like immigration? And that's something that a lot of big business companies in the United States, they want specialist people coming in from all over the world. They need to hire these software engineers. Where does Vance stand on that? And is that likely to be a bit conflictual with Silicon Valley?
He has a complicated approach to immigration. He has opposed immigration heavily, even especially.
Does that mean it's whatever he says today?
Well, yeah, it does. the TLDR is basically that he has opposed immigration. He's heavily against the H-1B visa program that maybe some people may be familiar with, which he has called part of an quote-unquote unholy alliance between the government and our biggest corporations. Again, this is bringing in skilled tech workers to the likes of, you know, Alphabet and Meta and others and Intel. And he really advocates for keeping all those jobs here in America. But Trump recently said on a podcast with some of the venture capitalists that we've talked about earlier, he was suggesting that there would be automatic green cards even for anyone that went to college here in the United States once they graduated and wanted to remain. However, as everyone knows, there's a big difference between what people campaign on and what actually gets enacted.
What do you think about Twitter or X and the fact that Elon Musk is now supporting Donald Trump? How do you think that might influence what appears on that platform?
It already is influencing it, including many new emojis that are available just to support Trump themes. And so that's something that people are watching closely. And interestingly enough, the algorithms have changed quite a bit, something that many have reported on, and they report different things, you know, seeing different things in their feeds.
What are the emojis that have appeared?
There were a number of emojis with American flags and the such whenever there was Trump references.
What about the more left-leaning liberal types among venture capitalists in Silicon Valley? What do they think of him now?
There is continued support for the Democratic Party from longtime Democrats, including LinkedIn founder and turned investor Reid Hoffman. It is heating up quite a bit between investors that still collaborate together or need to collaborate together on deals. Reid Hoffman and Peter Thiel sparred earlier this month and at a conference over this very topic.
Well, Lizette Chapman of Bloomberg News, maybe we'll have you on again when they all change their minds again about each other. Thank you very much for joining us on the program.
My pleasure.